A man from Ravenden Springs has been arrested on several felony charges. 20-year-old Dawson Nicholson was arrested Sunday afternoon and charged with commercial burglary, unlawful removal of a theft detection device, and two counts of possession of child sexual abuse material. He's being held in the Randolph County Jail. A man from Mountain Grove has been sentenced on domestic assault charges from January. 30-year-old Cody Schilling was sentenced to 7 years after entering an offered plea in Wright County. He was originally charged with second-degree domestic assault. A man from St. Louis has been arrested in Randolph County. 29-year-old Taizabi Tiesian was arrested early Sunday morning by the Pocahontas Police. Tiesian is charged with three counts of third-degree endangering the welfare of a minor, one count of first-degree endangering the welfare of a minor, DWI, failure to appear, no insurance, no driver's license, refusal to submit to an intoxication test, and careless driving. He was taken to the Randolph County Detention Center. Three people were arrested after a search warrant was served at a residence in Gainesville. In January, Deputy Phelan conducted an investigation into a burglary in Gainesville. He applied for a search warrant for a residence in Gainesville, which was issued and served by deputies. During the execution of the search warrant, stolen property from the burglary was recovered, as well as methamphetamine, paraphernalia, and firearms. Robert Ritchie was arrested and booked into jail for stealing and burglary. Donald and Jennifer Banks were booked into jail for possession of a controlled substance and unlawful use of a firearm. The Douglas County Sheriff's Department reports two drug-related arrests. 43-year-old Mike Guy from Mountain Grove was arrested. He's charged with possession of a controlled substance and unlawful use of a weapon. A multi-jurisdictional task force served a search warrant at Guy's residence and business located on W Highway, where methamphetamine and cocaine were seized. Also arrested with methamphetamine in his pocket was 67-year-old Sammy Grisham from Dora, who is charged with possession of a controlled substance and unlawful use of a weapon. Both men are now free on bond. A man from Horseshoe Bend has been arrested for not returning a vehicle from a test drive. 21-year-old Bryce Wayne Byler of Horseshoe Bend was arrested Friday. Authorities reported that in January, Byler visited a car dealership and attempted to trade his vehicle. He allegedly left the dealership with a 2019 Ford F-150 for a test drive and did not return it. Byler's charged with felony theft of property greater than $25,000. He's being held on $7,500 bond and will be in court on March the 23rd. A man from Yellville has been arrested after he was found naked trying to enter a church. 37-year-old Leon Dode Gowan was arrested by Flippin police early one morning at the Flippin First Baptist Church. He then entered a church van and rummaged through it. Gowan is facing a felony charge for breaking and entering and misdemeanor charge of theft of property. He's free on $2,500 bond. A man from Van Zandt has been arrested following an altercation. 47-year-old Joshua Dunston was arrested after being in a domestic altercation near EE Highway in eastern Douglas County, but left prior to deputies arriving. Dunston was located near 95 and 76 highways, where he failed to stop at a stop sign. A traffic stop was conducted and made with Dunston, who exhibited signs of being under the influence of narcotics. A field sobriety test was administered, which he performed poorly on. Upon his arrest, a deputy located methamphetamine and a meth pipe on Dunston. Dunston was taken to Douglas County Sheriff's Office, where a warrant was obtained for possession of a controlled substance, unlawful possession of drug paraphernalia, and DWI. His bond was set at $2,500 cash only. He's since posted bond. The Missouri State Highway Patrol reports the arrest of a man from Licking Sunday evening. 36-year-old Michael Lucas Sellers was arrested on charges of felony unlawful use of a weapon, felony unlawful possession of up to 35 grams of controlled substance, felony unlawful use of drug paraphernalia, failure to drive on the right half of the roadway resulting in a crash, and driving while suspended. He was taken to Texas County Jail and placed on a 24-hour hold. A man from Ravenden was arrested Friday. Danny Israel faces charges for possession of a controlled substance, meth or cocaine, possession of drug paraphernalia, meth or cocaine, heroin or fentanyl, driving while intoxicated, DWI drugs, driving on a suspended or revoked license, furnishing or possessing prohibited articles, and improper use of registration. Israel's being held in the Lawrence County Detention Center. A Maynard, Arkansas woman was arrested Friday on several charges. 53-year-old Rebecca Mann faces charges for possession of a controlled substance, Scheduled 1 or 2, possession of drug paraphernalia, meth or cocaine, non-financial identity fraud, theft of property, driving on a suspended or revoked license, fleeing by vehicle, and no insurance. She's being held in the Randolph County Detention Center. A couple of accidents were reported over the weekend locally. Friday, a 50-year-old man from Maryville, Missouri, suffered moderate injuries in an accident west of Willow Springs. The Highway Patrol says the man was injured when he drove off the road and struck a tree. The accident happened on Missouri 76, 4 miles west of Willow Springs. That man was taken to Ozarks Healthcare. On Sunday, a 78-year-old man from Elk Creek suffered moderate injuries when he swerved to avoid a deer, ran off the road, and struck a fence and a tree. He was taken to Texas County Memorial Hospital. The accident happened on Missouri 137, 13 miles south of Yukon in Texas County.